News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Loads of people getting involved on the News Talk Breakfast text line this morning, dealing with maternity, leave and childcare and what we were talking about in terms of grandparents. I'm in Hungary at the moment where mothers get 3 years maternity leave, says Michael. Actually, Michael, they've moved in Hungary to very much, I think, move in the direction of trying to encourage Hungarian people to have more children because of what we were talking about, the idea that populations are dwindling and populations are ageing.
Another listener says, Ciara, pipe down. Absolute nonsense to suggest paying grandparents.
Pipe down.
That's something that'll never happen, folks. And nor should it happen.
Well, thank you for that, Shane Coleman. Shane Coleman, in fairness, we don't always agree, but you never tell me to pipe down.
No,
even
I would
when
never
you possibly want to.
Nobody puts CK in a corner.
Not if they value their hands and arms and legs.
Definitely not.
Keep them coming, though. Keep the text coming in. Basically, we're asking, should grandparents be involved in paid parental leave and things like that in order to support childcare for people in the first year of life? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Well, let's stay with this topic now. Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor with the Irish Examiner and Weekend Magazine columnist, joins us. Esther, what's your take on this, on what the Swedes are proposing?
Hi, Shane. Good morning.
Morning.
Listen, as someone who's reared by their grandparents, I think the more we can make it intergenerational, everyone help out with that crazy first year, the better. The Swedes know what they're talking about. Do you know what I mean? if it's the Swedes who are giving, you know, cradle to grave, lovely help, or the US that give absolutely no help and no support, like, give me the Swedes any day of the week. We can learn from them. They were the first ones to bring in, you know, they were the first country in the world to introduce paid parental leave for fathers.
50 years ago they brought in parental leave. They're way ahead.
Like, they're way ahead. They know what they're doing. And it's not like you're throwing money at the grandparents. All it is a transfer of the allowance that the parents have anyway. So you can give up to 45 days if you're a couple over to the grandparents are helping anyway. We all know this. We all see them at the school gate collecting the kids. You know, it's not just the first year. The grandparents are vital support. We need so much help. It's much harder now. We're parenting in a different way. Like,
I'm asking this question half in jest, but also kind of half seriously as well. Will there be grandparents everywhere this morning whose stomach is tightening at the notion of being asked to take parental leave to mind their grandchild?
Yeah, they're like, I already did my rearing and now I'm taking parental leave.
That's a constant refrain from me to my kids, basically. I have them warned in advance.
You're over it, like, you're not. Shane is not available in his golden years to be changing nappies. That's fair enough as well. I actually had the conversation last night when we saw the piece coming out, and everyone at the table was like, "Oh my God, no, that's terrible." I was like, "I think it's brilliant," but I think it's a misconception that we're forcing the poor grandparents who we imagine, you know, in the twilight of their years, and they've finally got rid of all the kids. That you're like, "Come back and take parental leave." It's not. That's not what they're suggesting. It's just if they're doing it anyway, why not let the government help them and support them? Why not just help the mother? Like, I don't care about anyone else, to be honest with you. Like, if it helps the mother to be able to transfer her few days, you know, up to 45, as we said, if it's a single lady,
I was just going to say, if particularly if you're a single parent, you could see the advantage of this.
Of course, it's such a help them out, and they're helping anyway. Like, who are we kidding? The services and the support in Ireland anyway, I think, isn't enough. So they're bridging the gaps anyway, Shane. The grandparents, the aunties, it does take a village. We all know that a child being, and all the studies are there. It's good for the granny. It's good for the child. It's good for the mom. That intergenerational support, you know, like, just make it official and let them get the few bob for it. And again, it's not extra money that they're giving. It's not like, oh, we're paying our social welfare for, you know, the golfing granddad to kind of just rock up and take a few quid. It's not that. It's transferring that allowance that is there anyway.
Yeah, no extra cost to you. No extra cost to you.
Yeah, it's not extra cost. And Shane as well, like, we all know about the gender gap and that, you know, horrible, you know, you take a year out from your job and you come back and as a mom, you're 10 years behind all of a sudden. What happened there? I'm after missing 10 promotions because I'm minding my child because the dad isn't, who is entitled to it as well. Thankfully, I think we're getting there in this country, to be fair. share with the moms. But the dads aren't taking, every single one of my male colleagues, I haven't taken their parental leave. It's the moms taking. Aren't you lucky now to be at home? You are lucky to be at home, but you're not, if the dads had to take it, then that would really create a level playing field in the whole work culture as well, you know? So,
yeah.
So do you think it should be mandatory
for fathers to take it?
I actually do. I'm going to put my neck out there, Shane.
That's hardcore,
now. I know, but you know what? It's still this cultural thing of, and I'm on parental leave at the moment, and you'll still get the, did you have a nice holiday? you know what I mean? No, parental leave, my kids are rare.
I think
parental leave is different to parent leave.
Yeah.
The first year is that tough, you're in the trenches, it is not a holiday to be at home from work, let me tell you.
I will run into work and have my, no.
So look, help the mums, that's all I'm saying. And if that means the dads haven't, I do think it's mandatory, I will put that out there.
So the government needs to step up to the plate, but men also need to step up to the plate.
Sure, when has that ever been any different, Shane? You know what I mean?
I'm not going to argue with you, Esther. I'm not arguing with you on that one.
My 7CK won't be put in the corner for that one, Shane. Yeah.
All right, Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor with the Irish Examiner, Weekend Magazine columnist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.